What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection.
Welcome!
Oh, welcome! What the hell was that?
Phone Shop. You ever seen Phone Shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. When the geezer out of Phone Jacker.
Prince something.
That's his name in it.
Oh, is that real life, ain't?
Yeah, fucking hilarious.
So, should we introduce the show as Terry Tips?
Yeah, go on then.
Welcome to It's Not Shocker. That's not what
it is. That is rubbish.
Episode 14. That's what it is.
Come, we're going. We'll edit this.
Shocker. Terry Tips, talk to me. It's Not Shocker. Episode 14.
No, that'll do. We're going with that, yeah?
Yeah, thank you for downloading, streaming, stealing. However you're listening to this podcast, it's not so good. Episode
14.
What's special about 14? What's the special 14 number?
It's the good number that comes after the unlucky 13.
So yeah, so everyone's got a sigh of like, oh, we got over it.
It's got us out of the way now. Everyone, stop panicking.
We can start looking 13. Forward.
This is where we build from here.
14.
Right, because we were prepping. You know, that was all prep up to number 13, you know. Got a little bit tense during 9 and 10 and 11.
Yeah.
You know, 12 was sort of was like pulling
the
our hair out.
It was like the Y2K bug. Yeah, it was like, oh my God, it's coming. Mm-hmm. Everything's
going. 13.
You're like, 10, 9, 8, we're going to die. Ding.
Oh.
Oh,
right.
Oh, fuck. Nothing happened.
Work tomorrow.
What a letdown. Yeah, I wish I hadn't called me boss a cunt. Yeah. Got to go back to work on Monday.
And explain it. No, you're not really a cunt.
So it's not soccer. What is it, Bill? What is the podcast all about, huh? What is it all about? What is it all about? It's not soccer podcast, right?
It's about sports.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
You know. It's a sports comedy podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
There we go.
Sums it up in a nice little package, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. We just wrapped it up for you.
Nice little package, like Willow out of...
Willow?
Yeah.
What's Willow?
Is that the film, is it? I don't even remember that film. I was seeing on Soccer AM this week. I was like, yeah, I kind of remember it, but...
No one remembers it. Will remembers Willow.
Does he?
Will from the Oddcast, yeah.
Yeah, big fan of it, is he?
He loves it.
Yeah?
He loves little dwarfs. That's it. Walt Davis is. But yeah, we are the podcast, a sports comedy podcast on the Barker Podcast Collection.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah, boy, boom.
Boom.
And part of the Podcast Network too, as well.
Don't forget those
motherfuckers.
And all of them. There's loads of them.
If we forget them, we get emails and shit off the...
Off them, not mentioning them?
Yeah, off the founders.
They don't listen enough to moan about us.
The people that run the Podcast Network send out emails to people that don't mention them, you know.
Yeah, they're like, man, get on the case. Well, they should.
They send out emails going, fucking sort it out, we're a network, stick mm-hmm. together. Fucking, and they send out horrible emails to each other, start kicking people off the network. And yeah, they're like horrible cunts.
It's a tough business, man. It's a tough business.
Horrible fuckers, I'll tell you. Podcast Network. It's a good place to be. Everybody wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are in the studio a la Billy.
Yeah.
Billy a la mode.
Mm-hmm. Not Billy. Castle. We're in the castle here.
Billy Bilo. He gets drunk and falls over on his way home. Bill.
Yeah.
Billy Bilo. He has a head like a fucking bean.
You're some sort of cunt.
Oh, we said cunt about 4 or 5 times already.
No, I shouldn't.
We're not even 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
So anyone listening to this for the very first time, we do apologise. It's not.
No, I don't apologise at all. We say it a lot.
Well, we better just say it's a bit explicit. It's a not safe for work podcast, they call it. NSFW podcast.
Yeah, I remember my old operations manager at work.
Operations.
Yeah, he sort of used to get on my case a little bit, you know, and sort of.
Was his name Terry?
I'm not going to drop a name.
But he doesn't drop names anymore.
Even though he's not there anymore.
Terry.
I remember he asked me about the podcast. He's like, you do a podcast, like, explain it. So I explained it to him.
You say podcast like me. Podcast.
Podcast.
Is that a podcast?
And he's like, yeah, okay, so what is this? So I explained it to him, and then he said, yeah, I might have a listen. I thought, oh, fuck.
No, you fucking don't.
No, please don't listen. I've probably slagged you off in it.
What podcast you do? Go, we do the podcast called Ricky Gervais Podcast. The Ricky Gervais Show with Carl Pilkington.
We do impressions of the people that do that podcast. We're good.
No one realises that. I get in two minds about telling people about the podcast when I'm quite open about it. I say, hey, listen, I don't say nothing that's going to offend anybody or upset anyone. But then also when some people ask, oh, what's a podcast? How do I listen? I'm just like, if you don't know, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
ask the questions, what's a podcast then? I don't understand it. You're like, well, if you can't be bothered to look it up on Google, then
I think
I don't want your time.
Yeah.
I don't want you to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be the person that explains what podcast is to you.
You've got to sell your podcast, though, because surely you want
to
explain it.
Yeah, but I sell it to people that like podcasts. I'm not going to go... That's what... we're not Jehovah's Witnesses, Bill. We don't knock on people's doors and say, look, do you want a Christ in your life? And they're like, fuck off, I'm a Muslim. You should. That's right.
Yeah. Have them all, isn't it? Yeah.
Did you know that Christ and Allah used to share a room together at university?
Yeah.
Jesus.
They used to hit bongs and all sorts. It did. Them two motherfuckers.
All those religious people, they used to hang around together and shit. Buddha. Yeah. Buddha was just a cousin of God or something.
Yeah, he drank a lot, apparently.
Fat cousin. So the fat one never got invited to like the weddings. Oh, here he comes, Uncle Buddha. Uncle Buddha. He's going to eat
all the finger food.
Fucking dickhead. He's going to touch everyone up again.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
He's all arms, that bloke.
Jesus is there. Everyone's like, oh, Jesus, we love you, Jesus. And God, you know, no one can... God's always right. God's like, the dad that's never wrong.
He walks in and that's when the whole place goes quiet. Yeah.
If God to say, David Tennant wasn't in Doctor Who, you're like, I think you find he was. You go, excuse me?
Oh, right.
I think you'll find he wasn't.
Oh, no.
Stubborn. And until you go, I think you'll think it was someone else. He's like, he just goes, no. He wasn't, even though he knows he's wrong.
Is he the reason everyone stopped turning up to the quizzes?
He was, yeah.
He's like, nah, man, look, he just ruins it for everyone.
Stubborn bastard.
Yeah, he was going. They used to be on the text to each other. Is God coming? Yeah, he is. I'm going to have to sit this one out. Sorry.
Unless I could be
When's he on holiday?
Unless I could be in his team. That's why God was all alone.
He's never on holiday.
People started shunning him. Everyone was always washing their hair. Everyone was always too busy.
People.
Sorry, God, I didn't get your text.
Yeah.
Sorry, mate. And the thing is, though, nowadays, you can't get away from him because, you know, when you send a text, there's a little tick that comes up next to it to show that they've read it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, shit. He's like, well, excuse me, but it said that you'd read the text.
Yes.
Why did you haven't replied already? Well, I tried to reply. Why did you not reply to my email? Oh, I must have changed emails. Server must be down. But I control the server. I'm God. You don't even have to send me email. You can just pray.
I was in the room and watched you answer the phone.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, you got Allah, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No one really talks to Allah.
No.
Because he's a bit intense, isn't he?
He's
always talking about virgins.
Oh, okay, yep.
Yeah, so. He was like, he's a bit
creepy. Are we talking about religion and all that?
I don't know, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit.
I feel like we're going to upset someone. Someone's going to go, I don't want to learn about this or something. How dare you?
You people.
Stereotype the religions.
Yeah.
If you don't believe it, it is your prerogative, but please do not diminish religion for everybody else out there that has a view. And you're like, yeah, because your view's fucking wrong. I'm not a religious person at all.
No.
I don't. If someone said, like, you had to pick, right?
Yep.
Say it's like winning things, like...
But that's what they used to. That's what used to.
No, but someone said, you had to pick now. I say I'm an atheist then.
Mm-hmm.
They said, why now? Why atheist? Why? Because it's still kind of religion, so it's not religion at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I believe that the world was created through science, not by a guy in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, how? They say there's more proof that it was created by science, not person in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me to prove it. Prove it to me.
Yeah.
I'm not here to prove it to you. I've seen the evidence. We've got the evidence. We fucking teach it in schools.
Yep.
evolution and
they
shit.
They teach science and religion.
Yeah.
Why are they just not scrap one of them?
Well, they have to, didn't they?
Well,
they say they have to, because you have to. Religious education at school is not all about just learning about religion and being religious. It's about understanding
beliefs and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah. Which is fine. I don't know, a lot of religion.
It is fine, but I don't believe in, like, Christianity, you know, when you're younger, you get baptized, okay? Yeah. When you're a baby and you're being held by someone else, you've got nowhere to go. You know, you probably can't crawl yet, can't move your arms or legs, and yet someone's putting some like water and shit on your head, and then
someone's trying to drown you,
saying a little prayer for
you. Got a priest trying to bum you and drown.
You're forced into it. You grow up with that. Hmm. You know, we all need somewhere to be buried, but fuck me, I'll get buried in a hole. I don't give a shit.
You're dead.
Yeah.
What do you care?
Just leave me in a ditch next to a motorway or something. I'll be a bit of roadkill.
You wouldn't care.
Fuck it.
You know, feed the wildlife.
Yeah, I'm not getting nowhere else. Yeah. I mean, well, I'd be put in a fancy box.
A cardboard box.
Yeah, but yeah, stick me in a cardboard box. You know, yeah. I'll be happy to go.
Be your final delivery.
Yeah. I ain't got to be comfortable, have I? I ain't going to be in the box like, fucking hell. They've really fucking cut some corners.
I ain't happy about this.
Oh, shit.
Tell you what, I ain't happy about this. Yeah. Right. Who do I speak to?
Put me in these shoes. I can't even walk in these shoes. They give me blisters, these bastards.
When you ask God, you're like, God, give me a hand. He goes, no, you didn't come back, didn't reply to me on Facebook.
Yeah.
You didn't accept my Facebook friend.
You didn't like my last status. Yeah. I thought it was well funny.
I share all of yours, never share mine. But we're not a religious podcast.
No. Right, so, what podcast are we, Adam?
We are a sports podcast. Yes. Comedy sports.
Now we've had a dig at all religious sports, people and offended every belief, I think.
I think maybe. I tried to name as many as possible that I knew, just so I covered everyone.
Yeah,
so no one comes up to me like and goes, Adam, you didn't mention this religion, which means you must like this religion, which means you hate the others, and you must be... No, you're all a bunch of fuckers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people come at you with guns and knives and shit.
Get a life.
Yeah.
Cut the shit.
It's religious street wars.
Religious street
wars. You've seen the Jehovah's Witnesses go around, they've got fucking mace and all sorts now, they fucking carry... Really? Yeah, they carry all the business. You know, if they come across a Muslim or someone, they're going to fucking kick off, man, you know what I'm saying?
Can't say if they come across a Muslim... Just like, if they come across a Muslim,
well, you know,
shit's not, going down.
Yeah, but, you know, alright, any like other religion then, you know.
It's like the Bloods and the Crips.
Yeah. You've seen Anchorman where all the news reporters have a big fight. Yeah, that's what it would be like. Just with, you know, more weapons and a lot more deaths. That's what all wars are, really, aren't they? The religious wars.
Yeah.
And oil.
No, that's all going on that. Fucking hell, we're not political podcasts either. So, how you been, Bill?
Yeah.
You had a good week?
Yeah, been good. I've been recovering. I went out and had a couple of beers this weekend. So, you know, obviously I got pretty drunk last weekend.
Again.
So, no, it was only about four beers. Went up to the cricketers. Exactly that. I went and met Drakey. Drakey texted me out of the blue.
Name dropping again.
Last Wednesday.
As if people know who he is.
No, yeah, well, no, they don't. But yeah, he texted me out of the blue, so I went and met him for a beer and a couple of games of pool in the cricketers.
What day was this?
Friday.
What the fuck? Friday. My invite?
It's sort of like a last minute thing. Would you have come up there?
I live 2 seconds.
Right? Yeah, you wouldn't have come out.
It's not the point.
No. you wouldn't have come out.
Fortnite,
isn't it? Alright, okay, I'll think of you. Right, Whiff. Said to Whiff.
I ain't whiffing that far.
I'm going to go for a meet Whiff for a beer tomorrow night in O'Connor's.
So, listeners, keeping up with this, you got Drakey, you got Whiff.
Yep.
Everyone knows who they are.
Mm-hmm. You do now. Yep. Right, so, you know, if the offer's there now.
Okay.
Do you fancy come in for a beer?
When? Sorry, I didn't
tomorrow know. Night.
No.
No, where?
There you go. No. Yeah, so what, you went out for a beer?
Yep, just went out and had a couple of
nothing
beers.
Happened. You just
no, and then I worked did. Saturdays because I've got 2 weeks off, so I thought I'd do a 6 day week to finish off.
2 weeks off?
Yeah.
Just holiday?
Yeah, just thought I'd take it up. Just sort of enjoying a bit of time off, really. Thought I'd see what I can get in before the end of the tax year. So, yeah.
You plan the system.
Yeah, man.
Get my holidays in, yo.
Yeah.
I get paid. So, you ain't been up to much? Had a good couple of days off now.
I was meant to have football on Sunday. That was the first game in about 3 weeks that I would have played. because I've had a bit of an injury. So, well, we got over there. It was fucking freezing cold.
Snowy, man.
Yeah, we've had there was a little bit of snow as we was driving over there, but nothing to worry about. And I think the problem was there was a bit of rain Thursday and Friday. So by the time we got over there, I walked round to the changing rooms, and the changing room door is near the bottom corner of the pitch, and I could see this pitch is sort of on a slant, so all of the water where it's been raining is sort of, you know, floated down to the bottom of the pitch, and the bottom corner was caked in leaves because it was all under trees. So the bottom corner of the pitch was just, yeah, absolutely covered with shitloads of leaves. But they weren't just sitting there, they were floating. Like these floating leaves were floating. Yeah, so I looked at it, I was like, we can't be playing on this. Even if it's just that part of the pitch that's bad, we can't, you know.
Same pass the ball there.
Yeah, well, that's it. As soon as it hits that, the ball will just stop dead. So we've got in the change rooms anyway, and it was, like I say, it was fucking freezing cold that morning. We're all getting changed. I've put the heater on. I'm standing in front of the heater. It's blowing on me. Yeah, lovely. Put the kit on. Got my football boots on. Just about to do the last thing. Just put my shin pads on. And the ref's walked in. He's like, no, lads, this, we're going to call it off.
Is this the ref that used to get naked when we used to play football?
Oh, yeah, there was all that naked ref.
What a way to start a story.
Oh!
Remember Naked
him.
Ref?
I know him. His name's Bernie.
Oh, another name drop. Right, don't give out his address, Bill.
No, I won't give out his name, or his address. Give out his name already, but...
Hey, Bernie.
He, in fact, yeah, a few years later, he come and played with me at Gallywood. And,
well, he even played with me, did he?
We went to the cup naked final, ref. Me and him played centre mid, and we won the cup final. Did I played with Bernie, he was in midfield, I remember looking, he used to call everyone fella.
That's it. Billy used to play with the naked ref.
Yeah, he used to, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. It was so weird, because I remember when we first come over, we was playing, and we got like halfway into the season. Yeah, and he walked over, said hello to the manager, and I was like, I know that geezer, he used to call himself fella.
Fella. Oh, yeah. Fella. No, then, fella. Yeah, then when cut he, your lip, fella.
Then when he took his clothes off at the end of the match, I was like, yeah, you are definitely that ref.
Yeah.
Hanging around little boys, he had a tiny little penis.
Oi, fella, touch my penis.
I hope he don't listen. I don't think he does listen.
Why would he fucking listen?
And he's one of my friends on Facebook.
Yeah, but if he is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. People are going to find me on Facebook. They're just going to find Bernard.
Because that's the only person you're going to be like. Only, everyone has one friend with a weird name like that.
Oh, man, I've got loads of them.
You got many Bernards on your friend list?
No, there was a geezer I used to change tyres for, and I remember I said to him, we used to talk about music and stuff like that and have good conversations, and then he would... I remember one day, he's sort of like, what's your name? I said, Billy. And I was like, what's your name? He said, Bert. Now, right, I've never met a Bert in my life. I grew up with Bert and Ernie, right? That's the only Bert that I knew. So when he said, Bert.
I thought he burped.
Well, Bert. Mate, yeah. I just said, bless you. I was like, Bert. Like, yeah, nothing prepared me for that. I don't know why. I'd sort of.
It's a shock.
Yeah, it's sort of a bit of a slap in the face, although it shouldn't be, but it was Bert. Oh. Try not to laugh when someone says their name's Bert.
My name's Bert.
Bert. You winding me up.
It's funny.
You winding me up.
It's just like, yeah. There are people with silly names out there.
Rarely meet someone like that.
So if your name's Bert and you listen to this podcast, just send us a tweet saying,
yeah, send us a tweet.
My name's Bert.
My name's Bert. It's nice to meet you, Bert.
Nice to meet you.
Because I like the name.
Hashtag I do like naked riff. Billy. Bill, guess what I did at the weekend?
Let me know.
I did a live podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, you
with,
did.
With TV's Emma Kennedy.
Ah, yeah, yeah. And who's this? Emma Kennedy?
I was like, yeah, she's a big celebrity. Who? No, she's one of the people that you'll even know you don't.
No, just for people that don't know her. Yeah, this isn't for me, because of course I know Emma Kennedy is. And for years I followed her. She used to be a track runner. She used to do 1,500 metres, didn't she?
No.
No?
Who are you thinking of?
I don't know.
Bert,
I thought I was thinking of Emma Kennedy, but
not so.
She may have done it.
She's a comedian, actress, writer, TV presenter, and... I thought you said writer, yeah.
Jack of all trades.
Now a podcaster, because I've done two chats with her.
Oh, okay, so she put that on her CV as well.
She's got
now,
it now.
Yeah.
She's got it. She'd be like, I podcast with Parker Podcast twice.
Yeah, twice as well. So she's
Once is a fluke.
Yeah, twice. She's twice. Experienced, you know, she's got some miles
twice
on the clock.
Twice you're part of the gang now. Rita Ramnani knows that.
Yeah.
You recorded me more than once, that's it.
So fucking hell.
You can't go anywhere. But, yeah, no, what happens, I did a chat with her. For the Oddcast podcast.
Yep.
Back in January.
Yeah,
She's sort of friends with a load of, like, British comedians. Richard Herring, Jennifer Saunders, Dawn Fringe. Mark Watson, Rufus Hound, all that lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
She knows them. She's got good connections.
Yep.
Best mates with Alison Moyet. A bit of a random fact there.
But, she an old singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not that old, but yeah, she's around in the 90s.
She's the one that's saying, isn't it ironic?
That's what was it.
How they close? It's close.
Yeah, that's a bit ironic.
Bernie, whatever.
Naked breath, who knows? So we did that back in January. The video's up on YouTube.
Yep.
A whole hour and a half chat. It was quite fun. Mm-hmm. Talked about her career and
yes.
stuff. It was a laugh. Then she does a thing, you know, Red Nose Day's coming up.
Yep.
In a couple of days. Comic Relief, which is raises money,
mm-hmm.
like a charity fundraiser, where people just do something funny for money.
Mm-hmm.
So she set up, she was part of this Twitter million thing,
right, okay.
where you got a load of celebrities, they got together, and they are like team leaders, and then they get people, like their followers on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
to join their team, and then raise £50. That's all you got to raise.
What, each person?
Each person raises £50, because the idea is if everybody raises £50,
mm-hmm.
you can easily
we can
make
all
a million.
Go on holiday.
Yeah, that's it. Then you're £50 out of pocket. Well, but no,
yeah.
you raise £50 and it all goes together, you can easily make a million.
Mm-hmm.
Easy. So it's just like an easy way of making a million. So let's do it that way.
Yep.
So, yeah, so I joined, obviously, I follow Emma Kennedy and that, and she put it out there, and I said, I'll join Twitter Million. What do I need to do? And then she messaged me, she goes, Adam, do a live podcast, sponsored one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why would anybody pay me to do a podcast, which I do for free,
mm-hmm.
anyway? And then she's like, I don't know, think of something. She went, maybe I'll come on it. We'll do a live one. I was like, yeah, well, let's do a live one together.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because that way people will
donate.
They
yeah, sure.
donate because they know it's her. I was like, cool. And I was like, well, do we get people to ask questions? Then they can ask questions. Yeah, you can. She's like, yeah, okay, let's do it.
Yep.
So I set it up. And, yeah, before I'd even chatted to her, I'd already raised £100.
No
from
shit.
People that were just like, here's £10, here's £20, here's £15, good luck,
yeah.
I can't wait to see it.
Hopefully, really? Hopefully are these all people that you know, like people
no,
you work
lot,
with?
A lot of them are people that she knows.
Just,
well, not she knows, I know her, so
yeah.
her fans.
Cool.
So then it got to like Saturday, and I set it up again. I was like, right, I give her a message, and I said, right, okay, we're going to go live at 5 o'clock. It's going to go live on YouTube. We're going to do an hour chat, Google Hangout, and yeah, people can watch and ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
5 o'clock. Bang, yeah, got loads of people watching,
yep.
loads of people sending questions in, she was answering them, she was chatting to me, I was chatting to her, she was chatting to people that were asking questions and that, tried to get people on the hangout as well, but it didn't work.
Yep.
But our mate Uncle Arthur.
Did he get involved?
He was watching, funny fucker.
Did he not get involved with a Google Hangout? Or did
no,
he, just
he was just watching on YouTube, so he was chatting to us like...
Wasn't touching
tweeters.
Himself, was he?
He could have been. But Emma Kennedy is known for... she wrote a book called The Tent, The Bucket and Me, right?
Yep.
It was about her bad experiences when she went...
Camping?
Camping.
Mm-hmm.
And time of year.
That was just a guess, yeah. but...
kind of gave away with the title,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
And what happened, that you have to go... You pee in a bucket, didn't you, when you go camping?
If you're lucky.
She had bad experiences, you know. Peeing in buckets has become like her thing at the moment. People always comment it. And then the other week, she did...
Noise it makes.
There's a comedian, the other week... I'm explaining a lot here, but it feels like I'm losing my way.
No, you're going the right way.
Yeah. I feel like I'm telling too much, but I don't need to. But no, the other week there was a 25-hour comedy marathon where a comic called Mark Watson, you may not know the name, but you'll know him by face. He's been on TV loads of times. He does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He was on stage for 25 hours.
What, just him?
No, him and he got a couple of other people involved, including Emma Kennedy and that. And what it was, they were just doing like in a theatre on stage, 25 hours, doing random stuff, keeping comedy, keeping light entertainment, just keeping it going, raising money for Comic Relief, Red Nose Day. Yep. And Emma Kennedy was, she was on stage in a tent for the whole 25 hours. She wasn't in the tent, she was in and out of the tent, but she had to stay in the tent. So she was literally there for 25 hours as well. And obviously they had people like Zach Braff from Scrubs sending video messages, and Rufus Hound turned up. And Rufus Hound decided to, he said that if people donate a certain amount of money, I will dress up like a king and I will sellotape a mallet to my penis and smash eggs with it. So people hearing this donated and he had to do it. And he did. It's on YouTube, you can find it.
Right? Smashing eggs with his,
cock. Penis. Mallet on his cock. And so Emma Kennedy was there doing that, and obviously had loads of people. Jonathan Ross turned up, Adam Hills, Jennifer Saunders, Lauren Laverne, loads of celebrities, part of it, all turned up, donating money, just keeping it entertainment. Quite funny, it was on YouTube Live. So she did that, right? And she had to pee in a bucket on stage. whenever she needed to go to the toilet. And every time she did, Jennifer Saunders gave her £1,000 to go to charity. This is Jennifer Saunders from Friends with Saunders. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows who she is. Mm-hmm. If people don't know who Jennifer Saunders is, she is the woman from Absolutely Fabulous. And she was also the voice of the fairy godmother in Shrek 2.
Yep.
Just giving out if people don't know who she is. Anyway, so she had to pee on stage, obviously with being covered over, so people didn't watch her pee, but people knew she was having a piss on stage in the bucket. Doing back to this podcast. We're doing this podcast, and that's what she's known as. I'm sitting there doing the podcast. Emma's talking, answering questions. Uncle Arthur's watching. He knows all about Emma Kennedy, obviously, because he's either looked it up, or he just knows about it, or he's just heard what she's been saying about peeing in buckets. He then sends a tweet in saying, I'll give you 50 quid if Adam turns his back to the camera and pisses into that Lucozade bottle.
You done it, yeah?
I had to, because Emma Kennedy was like, oh, you've got to do it now. It's 50 quid, Adam. I was
50
like,
quid.
Oh, all right. Then she went, you've only got to turn around. You've only got to turn around and come back with a
Lucozade
bottle.
How long did it take you to do it?
40 seconds.
Oh, so you was like, boom, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Did you need a piss as well? No.
50 quid, though.
Yeah.
Done.
Well done, man. Done your bit for charity.
Done it. Well, at the moment, we've raised about 215 quid.
Yeah?
That's just on my podcast, a sponsored podcast. When this goes out, I'm going to put the links down in the all the information bits so people can still donate and if they want to. Or if they just want to go and watch a video, because it's up on YouTube. It's quite funny.
Yeah.
It's an hour, and she answers a lot of questions. She's a funny lady.
You got it in, you got your piss out.
That's it. So I've done my little bit. So there you go. Nice and entertaining.
There you go, mate.
My bit for charity. I did something funny for money.
Yeah, you did. You pissed in a bottle. Man, I piss in bottles all day long.
No one gives you no money.
No, they don't.
You don't save no kids in Africa.
I have to do it a lot doing my job. I ain't got a toilet's pretty sort of not very convenient.
No.
I envy people that work near toilets.
We haven't really talked about football or sports or anything.
No, not really. Religion, we've spoken about your fundraising. Mm. Yeah.
We've been doing quite well. Fucking religion. My cut a bit out. No, because there was one episode a while back that our mate Dave was listening to, and he turned around and he said, yeah, he spoke about football all fucking episode. I was like, well, that's the point. It's a comedy sports show.
What do you want, Dave?
Yeah.
What do you fucking want?
You moan when we don't talk about sports, you moan when we do. I mean, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Dave, you're just a hindrance.
Barcelona 2-0. Lionel Messi again.
Right, and this is just after about 2 minutes ago, AC Milan have hit the post.
Okay. Obviously, people are now watching, wonder what the hell we're talking about. When we record It's Not Soccer, we are always watching some kind of sports in the background.
Yep.
I mean, if you go back to previous episodes, we've always had some kind of sports. It's either
something
been. It's usually a football game.
Mm-hmm.
But we during the Olympics, we had beach volleyball.
Oh, we did.
We watched
didn't
that,
we?
Didn't we?
Yep.
We've watched snooker in the background before.
Mm-hmm.
So we always try and keep some kind of sports just because. I don't know why. I think having sports in the background reminds you of stuff because you're watching.
What we need to talk about.
Yeah, it keeps you going. If we put, like, Loose Women on, say, we'd be talking about women.
We'd be talking about, yeah, fucking...
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. We can sit and talk about women if you want. Yep. But I'm sure a lot of people would turn off because they don't want to hear us wanking.
No. Loose Women.
But, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like Dave was saying, like, we talked about sports a lot. But anyway, let's talk about sports for a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's what we do. I feel like we covered a lot about Gareth Bale last episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All hail to Bale.
Yeah, all hail to Bale. He did dive at the weekend.
And since then, like, since last week, we lost... Spurs finally went lost after their little unbeaten streak.
Yep.
And
Liverpool of all teams. No one really would bet on Liverpool.
Liverpool, though, they're a funny team. They're banging goals in. They're banging goals in, even though they're not playing that well. Suarez. Mm. Possibly the best player in the Premier League.
Yep.
He's definitely the best striker in the Premier League. Well, Van Persie, I think, is just behind him. Would you agree? Would you agree with that?
No, Rooney scored the same amount of goals as Van Persie.
I always consider Rooney a central midfielder. Someone pointed this out again the other week, and they keep saying it. He's more of a midfield player.
Yeah,
he's turning into a midfield player.
He needs
player.
To get involved. He likes, apparently, his best position that he likes to play is up top as a striker. But I want to see him involved more in the game. I don't want to see him stuck out on the left wing forward, right wing forward. He's out of the game too much playing that position. He needs to be right involved, right in the thick of it.
Exactly,
mixing it up a little bit. He can tackle. And he can fucking, get on the headers and that. And he gets stuck in, pass the ball, set up goals, he gets assists.
Rooney.
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 So, what do you remember much from your sporting childhood?
What do I mean much from my sporting childhood?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say, Bill? What do you want me to say?
Oh, well, come on, man. You used to play football.
When I broke my wrist.
When you was younger? Yeah, you broke your wrist. Yeah, I remember that.
See, but whenever I tell this story...
Rockford way, that was, wasn't it?
But whenever I tell people this story, they don't believe me.
Yeah.
They think I'd done something stupid, like fell over on it.
Nah.
But anyway, it
was stupid, but you didn't.
Well, no, this story, when I broke my wrist, we were, how old, about 16, 15, 16, yeah?
Yeah, about that.
We just left school. We literally just left school. We were starting, like, we were both at college at this year.
Oh, was we?
No, that's a lie.
No, I think it was about 15.
No, it was because I had a broken wrist at college, first year of college.
Okay, yeah.
So we just gone to 16.
Yep.
Started the season and that, we started quite well. And then, me and you were playing football, played for Gaelwood Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember it this way. You were on the floor hurt. Someone hurt you. Someone rolled. I think you'd rolled over your ankle.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Nothing major. Just obviously you had to come off. You were going to come off because I hurt my ankle. And I remember the guy that did it was standing there with the ball. So I did the decent thing and I told him, hey, kick the ball out. Do you know what I mean? Like, kick the ball out. And as I did that, you move your arms aside to say, like, what you're doing. He smacked the ball right in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cold day. So you know when your hands feel cold anyway. And he just smacked it and it fucking pushed my arm right up. And I don't think I broke it then.
No?
I think it just hurt then.
Do you think it was when me and you were doing kick-ups on
the
side of
the pitch? No, do
you know
what I think it was? I held my hand going, oh, fuck, that hurt. Do you know what I mean? Like, fucking half hit that right in a weird angle. He fucking... Instead of walking off the pitch, I walked across the pitch holding my hand because I weren't really thinking. And then I think it was one of our players passed me the ball. Not realising that I wasn't really in play.
I was walking off, holding
my arm. So what I did, I kicked the ball. You know when you kick the ball and you do like the free kick style and your arm goes up in the air?
Yeah.
You know, swings out. I think I snapped it then because I literally did all that, kicked the ball right over. I'm fucking doing the motion right now.
You broke the glass table.
And as you do it, your arm goes up like that.
Mm.
Kind of, you swing it out. And I think that's what I did. And as I think I swung it, I think I just fucking broke my wrist because I think he didn't break it originally. But I think I broke it.
It was already weak.
And I think maybe it might have been maybe a tiny fracture, or maybe it was a case of, I just fucking hold on, so it could have been a bruise or something. Mm-hmm. And I think because I fucking whacked it so hard, I don't know. But yeah, because they were like, oh, what happened, bull it, yeah? How's your wrist break? You must have really brittle bones.
Yeah, we did speak of that for quite a while, didn't we?
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm fucking fine. Just fucking break. It was a proper cream break. It was a proper clean break. Because even when I had the X-ray down in the hospital, the doctor was looking at it going, bloody hell. And he was getting doctors in to look at the X-ray. Look at this.
Look how perfect that
is. Look at this clean break. Yeah. Look.
They're all queuing up. They're all pushing each other out of the way. Like, I'll do it. No, I'll do it.
Yeah, so that's what I remember mainly about the end of my footballing career.
I think it might have been.
It was, because I was off the whole season and I come back for the last 3-4 games.
Mm.
And I'd put weight on. Because I weren't doing no exercise. No. I was at college, I was drinking, I was eating shit.
Eating kebabs.
Come back. Cause remember the first time I come back to football training, Martin went, fucking hell, Adam, how much stone you put on? I was like, I don't fucking know. I've been drunk for the past 7 months.
I've been of all people to say.
Yeah. But then I was skinny though, wasn't I? Before I went to college, before I started drinking and eating, not exercising. And I've never really got back to that.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. No. But yeah, no, I remember that was it. I played the last couple of games, but then it went, to be honest, I wouldn't have continued either way, because I think the next couple of years you went a bit more, not semi-pro, but you went a bit more adult league and
took it seriously.
It wasn't like a fun school Sunday league team. It was more now, I think it's naked team, refs.
Yeah. No, that's when we invited the naked refs to come play. It was like, alright boys, now he's had you in the change rooms with his wheelie out, he's going to come play football with you.
Oh, fella.
Yeah. What I was saying about, like, I meant about, like, your sporting childhood. Like, do you remember hobbies like that or anything like that, you know, from when you was really younger, sports related, like hobbies?
No, you thinking of something?
I'm thinking of something, yeah. Well, do you remember, because a lot's changed since we was at school.
Okay. Yeah,
Right. No. I mean, like school life's changed. You know, I remember when we was younger, there used to be a conker.
This is going to be embarrassing.
No. There used to be a conker tree. In the back of the school, in the backfield, right? So we used to take the conkers down. You used to be able to take them home, okay? You could soak them in some vinegar, right? don't know what that done except make them stink, right?
And then just because somebody said soak it concrete vinegar, you do it.
Yeah, it's one of these old.
Just makes it hard.
It's an old myth, and or people would be like, yeah, put them in the under the grill, put them in the oven. You know, I think these were people just giving you these little things just to make your conkers a little bit weaker.
They wanted you to cook them so you could eat them.
Yeah, but you remember conkers, you just get cheese cutters and stuff like that.
I remember somebody put polyfill in one once.
That was probably Chris Shields. I remember he had one for years.
Never fucking named
Drop them all in there. But, you know, so we used to have that.
Kids, he's still got that conker
kids,
now.
Yeah, kids.
I saw him outside, he's like, you'll go conkers. Yeah. Like, fuck off, Chris.
Yeah, come on, Chris, grow up.
It's a 100.
Yeah. Used to take people's lives, didn't it? Yeah. Used to add them on. But
that was a 2-zy. It's now a 3-zy. This used to be a 10-zy. It's now a 13-zy.
But then I beat a 40-zy. Yeah. So it's now like, 50s.
This conqueror here is a 1,000-zy.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, hang on, that was 2,000-zy at school. He goes, yeah, I lost.
Yeah.
I had to win it back.
Yeah. But we're not allowed to do that anymore. Kids aren't allowed conkers in the playground anymore.
Why?
Because they're dangerous. Because
they stink of vinegar.
Yeah, because they stink of vinegar. They had enough of people stinking of vinegar. So, they're just sort of like, you know, not like, cause it's dangerous. Right? And people were, it's a problem with kids at school and that stuff goes missing as well. Do you remember Pogs?
Yeah, I remember Pogs.
Right, so, yeah, Pogs. So people
waste of fucking time.
People used to trade them at school.
Yeah.
Okay, used to trade fucking Pogs and what have you, you know.
Fucking expensive.
But you used to trade them, you used to have to win them. Okay, so you used to get your big plastic fuck-off Pog, and you, boom, you bounce them off the other people's head, flick up, you got to catch them. It's like tiddlywinks.
The reason you can do it nowadays is because kids would just steal them off each
other. Exactly. So that's why...
I just want all your Pogs. You're like, fuck off, give me your fucking Pogs. Mm-hmm.
So that's why that stuff gets banned now.
I'm going to hit you with this conker.
Kids can't be trusted if you don't give me that Pog. Use them all as weapons. Yeah. So, I don't suppose... Do you remember the old, like, sticker books?
Ah, the trading cards and shit.
Yeah. Bought you some trading
cards. Panini stickers.
Well, yeah, it was Merlin. FA Premier League. Merlin used to make the stickers.
Okay. Yeah.
So I remember people used to go into school. Here you go, I'll pass these over now. We've got a couple of packs here.
Nice!
Yeah. Right, so people used to go into school and used to go and buy, I remember they used to be like 20p a pack and you used to get 5 stickers. Right, sometimes you'd have a shiny inside there.
Oh, you get a shiny.
Come across as fucking shiny.
What's a shiny? It used to be a badge.
It was a badge. Yeah, it was a team badge. Okay, now someone like Middlesbrough, at the end of the year, you'd have like 15 Middlesbrough shinies.
Yeah, shit ones.
Okay, someone like United or, you know, Chelsea or Everton or, you know, one of the bigger clubs, that'd be pretty rare to come across. Your team photos.
Yeah.
They used to come in 2 pieces. You used to get half and half.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you used to have to trade them. Like a shiny used to be worth, could be like, well, I've got this shiny, but, you know, it's worth at least 10 of your cards.
In America, they used to be trading cards with, like, baseball games.
Baseball cards, baseball cards. There used to be all statistics underneath the player.
And this is like... But are these trading cards?
These are cards. I know. Stickers. I couldn't find the stickers. I was looking for stickers.
Do they not do stickers no more?
I want to go to W.H. Smith in Chelmsford and find
a
book.
See, I remember they used to do the stickers. Mm-hmm. You used to get a sticker album.
Yep.
And you used to put them in the album. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you used to have the ones to trade because you're like, I don't need them no more. So I've got.
Mm-hmm.
And, it used to be 25p.
Yeah, I remember.
25p for 6.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And used to be, and in there, you used to know you'll get at least one shiny.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what shiny it is, you'll get
there
at least one.
There was one in there.
Mm-hmm. And then normally it's always a shit one.
Yep.
But then, 25p, I used to go in there and get fucking shit loads.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I swear there was 16p at one point.
Well, I had a mare today, because I went to the shop, bought some other bits, bought some bacon.
You went and bought
this? Yeah. I went and bought some bacon, and some rolls and stuff for my breakfast, and I was like, do you want a receipt? And I said, no. I should have taken a receipt.
Just so you can see how much it definitely
So I can see how much these are, because these are cards,
Pound each, I think.
Right, so I'm going to open this. I'm going to see what I get in here.
This is really, like, intense, mate.
Yeah. These are proper Premier League cards. Like, I'm sort of a little bit gutted that they didn't have stickers, because I wanted to go and buy the sticker book.
Yeah.
And then buy stickers every week.
Bill's just going to start.
Try and complete it. Yeah, I want to be in the playground with kids. Like, come on, man, what you got?
Oh, yeah.
What you
got? Billy wants to be in the playground like the naked ref.
Yeah. Oh. Found myself. Oh, no. Nah. I thought that was a shiny.
Do you get shinies in it?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do get shinies.
Billy's got a shiny.
Well, I have.
Who you got?
I've got my first shiny. It's Tim Krul,
Newcastle goalkeeper.
Yep. Okay.
Right.
Who else have we got? We've got John Arnorisa. Okay.
Fulham
left back. Yep.
Let's play a game. See if I can guess who they play for.
Right. Okay. Jay Rodriguez.
He plays for QPR. No, Swansea.
No.
Aston Villa.
No.
Someone shit.
Yeah.
Reading.
No. Close.
QPR.
No.
How did I give up?
Southampton.
Oh, okay.
Santi Cazorla.
Ah, fucking the scum.
Yeah.
Arsenal.
And then the one from the original scum, Jonas Kabul.
Hey! Spurs. Go on, you Spurs.
Well done. Nice.
All right.
You got four out of... Well, you got three out of four there.
Yeah?
Yep.
Do you want me to open mine up?
Yeah, go on then. Open yours up. See what we're getting there. Because I remember you used to buy these, and instead of, like, you got your pocket money, you could go and buy 10 packs. I'd be like, fuck it, I don't need no chocolate or sweets this week. All right, I'm going to get 10 packs of stickers, because I need to catch up.
Shiny.
We need to raise
got
my
a shiny.
You got a shiny? Okay, yeah. So hopefully each pack has a shiny in it.
Right, my shiny is... Nemanja Vidic.
Nemanja Vidic.
Yeah, Nemanja Vidic.
Do you think all shinies are all Nemanja Vidic's are shinies? That's a bit confusing.
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because it's like their star defender.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Right,
that's what I reckon.
Right, yeah. So do you want me to guess the rest of yours?
Yep. Okay. I don't even know how to fucking say this name. Gulli du Prado.
Du Prado?
Gulli du Prado.
Right, it sounds a bit French. I'm going to go to Newcastle.
No. I don't know, I'm going to let you guess anymore. Cause be like, oh, Aston Villa.
Yeah.
Southampton.
Southampton as well, yeah.
What's his name? Gulli du Prado.
See, that's it.
We're doing a good accent, haven't I?
Nice. Yeah, that was very nice. Is he French African?
I reckon
or African Ghana. French.
Ghana, no yeah. doubt.
Did it say on the card?
No, it doesn't. It just says defence.
Should say it.
He's a freestyler. I've got Lauren Koscielny.
Koscielny is Fulham.
No.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Hey, I've got the best one.
Yeah, who's it?
I've got a manager.
You got a manager?
Yeah. AVB.
Have you got, really? Yeah, they're doing managers as well.
Andre Villas-Boas.
Well, okay. Check it out. Yeah, shiny.
They never used to have managers, did they?
Nope.
Because managers were all old-looking motherfuckers back in the day. But now they're quite young. Andre Villas-Boas?
Yep.
He's only about 34,
AVB, 35. Straight in there.
He's in there, good one. Uh-huh. And I've got Jonas Gutierrez.
Gutierrez, he's at Newcastle.
Yep, Newcastle.
So Jonas Gutierrez.
Got some good players there.
Yeah.
So could you, like, what, is this like a game as well? Like, you're supposed to play, like, top trumps or something?
I think this is set up the same way as, like, you were saying about American playing cards. They're cards, you know, so it's like a top trumps.
That's what you said.
Oh, wait. I wasn't listening, man. I'm looking at Villa, Milan...
Right, Billy's opening the second pack.
Right, yeah, I'm on.
Sorry if this is
one.
Boring anybody, no. We're making it exciting.
Yeah.
We're reliving our youth
in this
episode.
This is what we grew up with. That's why I see it the other day. I was like, man, why don't we fucking carry them? Yep, it does. It is another shiny.
What shiny you get?
There's shinies in every pack. Right, okay. My shiny is Jonathan de Guzman.
Put a mic to your mouth anyway.
De Guzman.
Why not? He's Swansea.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's who it is. Right. Well, okay, you should be able to get this one.
Mic your mouth.
Right. Esteban Granero.
Granero?
Mm-hmm.
Esteban Granero?
Granero.
I don't know, never heard of him.
Yeah. Big, good player. He's a good player.
Who did he play for? Fulham?
Nah. He's a good player that's come to a team that isn't doing very well.
QPR.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Is.
Mic to your mouth.
Man, look, you can see it there. David Luiz.
Chelsea. He's a Chelsea player.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you get this. Luis Saha. He's moved around a few times.
He's at Sunderland now.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he used to play Spurs and Fulham and Everton and Man United.
Yep. Yeah. What about Sami Nasri?
Ah, he's a Man City.
Yeah. So I've got some good cards there.
Good players there.
Top trumps, yeah.
So, do you reckon like my top trumps are better than your top trumps?
I'm going to try and sort out my five stars, my four stars. Right, okay, so there is a five.
I'm going through my next pack.
Four star. There's another five star.
I got a shiny.
You got another shiny in there.
Whatever gets you, but yeah. I got a good shiny.
Okay, who's your good shiny?
We said it before. Probably the best striker in the Premier League.
Van Persie.
Luis Suarez, man.
Okay, yeah, he's shiny worthy.
Luis Suarez. Right, okay, you want to name these players?
Three star.
I've got Adrian Mariappa. Adrian Mariappa. I have two accents when you do
Mariappa. It's not QPR or Reading.
It's Reading, yeah.
Yeah, Reading.
Yeah. David Gahaya.
De Gea, yep. United. He definitely ain't shiny.
Nah, he ain't shiny. No. God, fuck, this is a shit one. I'd be well disappointed if I got this guy.
You did.
Roy Muachi.
Muachi?
Muriachi.
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 Where
Muriachi? Muriachi, Muri. Muriachi.
Muriachi. Swansea or Villa?
Nah. Place for Wigan.
Wigan.
No one cares about that.
No, I tell you what.
Jesus Christ, he's a fucking lump. John Heitinger.
Heitinger, he's Everton.
Yeah, Johnny Heitinger.
He's been around a little bit, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's done fucking some massive. Miles, clocked up some air miles.
Yeah, this is awesome. Cheers, Bill.
Yeah, cool, man. Cool, I thought you'd appreciate that.
Your little Rolling treat there. A reliving bit. Our youth.
Yeah, but that's it. That's why I wanted to find a sticker book, and then, you know, that's something that we can...
Is there any ones you want to swap?
Any ones that I want to swap? I've got a 3-star that I'd swap.
I've got
2 3-stars.
I'm keeping Andre Villas-Boas. Got to keep my main man.
I'll tell you what, I'll keep them as they are.
Yeah, me too. Otherwise I feel bad.
Yeah.
Oh, we can trade fucking Moriachi or whatever. I don't give a shit. I never fucking heard of the fucker. He looks like a reserve player.
So, I think...
He was like, Wigan didn't have enough players. Yeah. They had to just go, who's that geezer? Who's the geezer? The Chinese down the road. He looks like a footballer.
Who's that masseuse we've got? Make him a shiny.
Masseuse. I was going to say Moussa Dembélé.
Yeah.
He plays for Spurs.
He does.
There you go. A bit of a trading card reminiscing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Here we go. We're there.
NBA.
Yeah, NBA.
It's in the game. Yeah. It's for the EA Sports, doesn't it?
And it still does it.
Yeah.
Still does it.
EA Sports.
On all the EA Sports games, yeah.
Okay, so you've been off. Right.
In the game.
All day.
Yep.
And I texted you today when I was at work and I said, if you're off, fucking do some research. And sort it out, because last episode we picked a couple of NBA teams that we were going to support. And
That was my research.
Yeah. And I know that they played the night we recorded, because I had it all up. And that. I don't know how many games they played. They might have played 2 or 3. I don't know. Yep. Did you look up? Have you got like the results of the teams we picked?
Not since, but I've had a look at the standings.
Yeah?
I've looked at the scoring results, but I've looked at the tables.
Why didn't you look at the scoring results? You've had so much time to do it all.
So I had a look at it today. And it shows you their recent form.
So you know what the last score was that both our teams played, and you also know the standings?
The last, pretty much the last 10 games.
Fuck, Billy's shouting in his mic because he's rolling a fag again.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to put the mic down and kind of roll a fag and talk at the same time.
Look, the mic's right there on me, on the arm of my chair.
So, who did you pick? Who are your two teams from the East and the West Conference?
The Brooklyn Nets.
Brooklyn Nets! Yeah.
And the New Orleans Hornets.
You nearly forgot that, didn't you?
No, I didn't forget, okay, but...
Did you?
No, I had a look at...
Are you sure you picked those?
Yeah. Who have you got me down as?
No, yeah, you're right, you did. Yeah. You picked New Orleans and that. And I picked the Bobcats, and I bought the Charlotte Bobcats, was it?
Charlotte Bobcats, yep.
And the San Antonio Tottenham Hotspurs.
Yeah, your two teams are at two completely ends of the table.
One's at the top, one's at the bottom?
Yep.
Ah, who's doing worst?
Well, the worst team is the Bobcats.
Ah, the Bobcat right. Goldthwaites.
Currently on a 10-game losing streak.
What are you doing, man? Really?
That's what I talk for. Right? 10 games. Last 10 games they've lost. Yeah.
Oh, I'll pick another.
They're not doing too well. Yeah, but cool. San Antonio Spurs, they're ripping it up. They're top of the table.
Yeah, good on you, Spurs.
We've got good form at the moment. They're currently on a 1-game losing streak, which is hardly a losing streak.
Yeah. Well, since I started sporting.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's how
it works. Is it?
Bad luck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But obviously they've won loads of home games. Even on the road they've won a lot of games, so they're looking really strong. They've got Oklahoma City Thunder sitting just below them. I'm quite a fan of them. They've got some good players, but we'll see what happens between them two coming into
Oklahoma
season.
City of Thunder.
Yeah, they've got a great team.
City of Dream.
Yeah. Whereas my two teams, Brooklyn Nets, sitting fourth.
Yeah.
At the moment, the Eastern Conference. 10 their last 10 games have won 7, lost 3.
Okay.
So they're not looking too bad, but then the Hornets, they're looking really bad.
What, like Bobcat Goldthwaite bad?
Well, not that bad. They're one place above bottom.
So we're in the same league?
No.
Oh, I don't mean to show.
See, our two teams are like my best team is in the East. Well, your best team's in the Western.
I'm winning because San Antonio, Tottenham Hotspurs are fucking ripping it up, man.
Mm-hmm. They are, but you know,
ooh, Spurs,
the Bobcats aren't really doing your side any favours at the moment. But you can just write them off now, I think.
No, they can come good.
The Edge. they can come good.
They can come good.
Well, the thing is, I saw it when I was looking it up earlier. I quickly clicked on the Charlotte Bobcats, and it had a photo of like the team lined up in the middle of the court. They're all sitting at the desks. Like tables, and there's people walking along getting autographs and stuff like that. And I can see, you can see the bloke signing it, and they're probably like, "Do you really want me to sign this?" Right, we were on a 10-game losing streak.
You don't want
my
autograph.
Yeah, you don't want my autograph. Go on, get a train. Get a train.
You know what it feels like to play. You lose every game.
Go on a road trip to San Antonio.
They're not the Bad News Bears.
Bad News Bears.
They're like this team. There's a team, a women's football team. That have lost 43-0 that weekend to the Cardiff Metro. I mean, obviously, the women's football is not necessarily professional football. A lot of it is semi-professional.
They still have to work.
They still have to work. I mean, there are a few teams out there which women's football teams which are professional.
Yep, and they're funded,
but they're not funded as much as they should be, really, because women's football, especially when England play. Fucking win all the time. They're one of the best international women's football teams out there.
USA do well as well.
But anyway, this team, they lost 43-0, and it's not the first time they've lost pretty badly, because they had to get rid of a load of their players, a load of their fundings went down, so they had to keep getting like the youth players and that. And I'm just like, just give up.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Just cut losses, or dragging it out, you know.
Well, but that's like being a plasterer, though, isn't it? Yeah. Just saying, I'll keep working. Do you know why? It doesn't matter that the last 15 jobs I've done, the fucking walls have caved in every time I've done it. Keep ploughing on.
Persistence, you know.
One day I'll come good. One day I will be able to fix the roof.
But if you look, if you look back at teams like 10 years ago, Swansea, right? They got to the last game of the season and they had to win to stay in the Football League. Yeah. They won. They stayed in the Football League. 2 years later, they've been promoted. 2 years later, they get promoted again. Right, so then 10 years on from that game, where they could have been relegated and kicked out of professional football, they're now playing in the Premiership. They're playing European football next year.
Yeah, just won the Carling Cup.
You know, they had a plan set up there, a way to play football. You know, a way to run their business. They're doing pretty well at the moment.
Yeah. So that's what the Bobcats are going to do.
Yeah, hopefully.
The Bobcats are writing a Hollywood movie right now.
Do you think we're like
15 games semi-pro? 15 games losing, and then, you know, they're going to go down. It's not semi-pro. They've got one game to win. They're going to win last minute.
Yeah.
One of their players, I don't know what his name is, but he's going to be cool.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to have problems, like drinking problems. His wife's going to have left him. Yeah. And he's going to be
like
there.
A Woody Harrelson would play that character. Yeah.
Well, no, it's not like it's not going to be semi-pro too.
Oh no, but
no, I'm, like I'm thinking more, you know,
Russell Crowe,
Charlie Sheen,
yeah, Charlie Sheen,
like the old. They got him. He used to be good. Then he went off to Rouse, and they brought him back.
He's like, yeah, come back, boy.
So yeah, the comeback kid. That's it. Come back for one last season.
They call him the comeback kid.
And then he comes in, does it, gets the 3-pointers, and then they win.
Is that what your plan is for the Bobcats now?
What they're going to do.
Is that your prediction?
End of the season.
Yeah.
Because they don't get relegated in these leagues, do they?
No, they don't.
They just go, you're bottom. They're like, no.
Yeah. You don't go anywhere.
Don't mean fuck all.
Oh, no. What it means, I think,
is...
First pick in the draft.
That's what the Bobcats are doing.
Yeah.
That's what the Indianapolis Colts did a couple of seasons back. They went through the stage where they were doing so shit, they were like, do you know what? Fuck this shit. And they didn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got the first pick, and they got one of the best quarterbacks or... one of the best players out of the draft.
It's tactics,
and he's there now. I mean, when we spoke to our mate Dave a couple of weeks back, he was explaining that the Colts did really well last year. They missed out on the Super Bowl
because of him. They said
because of him, he's one of the best ones. They got rid of Peyton Manning, who was like the best fucking quarterback around, and then they got this new guy. I don't know his name. Is something Luck.
Oh,
I think he said it was Luck.
Makes sense.
And now he's ironic. He's creaming it. But that's what they do. It's weird. In a way, I'd like that to be in this country. Would you like that in like football, in English football?
Well, so if no one got relegated,
adapt that kind of mentality to it. Maybe split the Premier League into North and South.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then the champions of each play each other?
In a Super Bowl version.
Yeah.
So the FA Cup is no longer the FA Cup. The FA Cup is the Super Cup or something. And it's a big game.
Yeah.
Everyone watches it. And it's like fucking 7 hours long. Do you know what I mean? It's still a 90-minute football game.
But you've got entertainment in
the
middle.
Entertainment before. Then you have in the middle, it's not 15 minutes, it's half an hour.
Yeah.
And you get, I don't know, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
To sing a song. I know, it'd be England, so it'd be Jessie J.
Jessie J, yeah.
Yeah, she'd be up there. Mm. And then, in the second half, and all the lights go out, and then you have a fucking hour wait.
Yeah.
And it starts again.
I see, I don't want to it's a way to make money, isn't it?
But North and South. Mm. That'd be quite interesting. Work. It would be cool, wouldn't it? Maybe we should try it. 1 year.
Thing is, yeah, I think football's gone that far now.
You couldn't change it now.
I'm surprised they're doing even, you know, there needs to be, like, goal line technology.
Mm.
Because so many people are moaning about it. But at the same time, you know, it goes against you, it goes with you. Like last week, so they're doing this, like, goal line technology, like Hawkeye, so you can challenge a decision. Right, if they're doing it like that.
Hawkeye, then the guy from the Avengers.
That's a geezer, yeah. One who shoots with a bow and arrow.
He's watching from the stands.
He's watching from the stands. Someone makes a bad decision, he just takes a ref out.
The naked ref.
Yeah. And that's when the ref is allowed one time. The manager is allowed one time to say, right, we're going to challenge that. Shoot him.
He's got one arrow.
Yeah, he's got one arrow each.
Yeah,
and if he misses, you're like, fuck, we missed that time. You're lucky.
Yeah.
Right, but then, you know, if he makes another bad decision... Managers could like talk to each other. Yeah,
could you then like some games if it's bigger games and Hawkeye's not there, they get the Hulk.
The Hulk just to come out, crush him,
just like, come out and punch him, yeah. Like he does, like he punches Thor in the Avengers movie. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, other games you go Thor for a hammer at someone.
Oh yeah,
that's a penalty. Throws a hammer at the head.
Is this like comic book?
Comic book football. Mm. This is Marvel football. This is the Marvel Cup.
It's bringing more people into it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a penalty and Captain America has his shield.
Oh, okay.
It's getting silly now, Billy.
It is kind of a little bit, yeah.
Next year we're saying there'll be suits with Spider-Man there. He can make the netting.
Yeah, what I'm getting at is that with Hawkeye, like, being able to challenge decisions is with what happened in United's game last week against Real Madrid.
What happened?
Did you not see it?
No.
I don't know what you're
talking about.
The ball got cleared, all right, from a Real Madrid corner. It's been cleared. Nanny is running out up the left wing.
Your nan was playing.
My nan was playing. So the ball's gone out up the left wing.
For right?
Yeah, she still plays football quite a bit. So the ball's gone out. Nanny's watched the ball come over his head. He's watching the ball the whole way, and he's brought his leg up to bring the ball down under control. And a player's there. So with his leg out, he's hit the player, and the player's gone down. Arbeloa. I don't care.
Arbeloa,
typical Spanish, right, typical Spanish league player, hit the deck, and he's rolled about four or five times.
He played for Liverpool.
Albiol.
Albiol.
Aero. No, Albiol. Albiol used to play for Liverpool.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Arbeloa used to play for Liverpool.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of Albiol. Albiol plays right back for Real Madrid. You corrected me. It's right. Right. So Albiol has gone down and he's rolled about three or four times, and then the ref.
3-0.
Then the ref's had a decision, you know, to make, and he's given him a red card. Fergie has absolutely flipped out.
Alex
rightly
Ferguson.
So, yeah.
Sir Alex Ferguson.
Rightly so, he's flipped out because he's been sent off. Now we said this stuff happened in the Premiership all of the time, right? But if the player's eye is on the ball, it's on the ball. He's not trying to be dirty, the tackle's not malicious and trying to take someone out, but he does take him out, but his eyes are on the ball, right? So it's a yellow card. In the Premiership you'd give that a yellow card all day long. Fergie, yeah, like I say, rightly so, was running on the pitch, started getting absolutely fucking mental. It did kill the game. It totally killed the game. It was a good game before then, but so Fergie has hit the fucking roof about it. But earlier on in this season, one of these players was involved in the exact same incident. Right, but his player was on the receiving end of it. The other player got booked, got a yellow card. After the game, Sir Alex Ferguson's doing his interview. And they asked him about it, and Fergie's remark was, it should have been a red. He should be off. It's a disgusting tackle. His foot's high. It's dangerous. He should be off. And then
so you call him a hypocrite?
Yeah, definitely he's a hypocrite. It's Alex Ferguson.
He's a hypocrite?
Yeah, he's a hypocrite. He's a good manager, but...
Where's Hawkeye when you need him?
Yeah.
Take that motherfucker out.
Killed the game. It did totally kill the game. I was absolutely gutted. I'm not a United supporter, you know, supporter of football. But that was a bad decision.
Oh, Bill. I think it's been a great podcast.
Yeah, you've enjoyed it.
It's gone quick, innit?
It has gone quick, and you've got your playing cards there.
We're playing cards.
Look after them shits.
Match attacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Trading cards. Mm-hmm. You're going to get these every week, I think.
I don't know. I think I'm going to go and buy some and see how much they cost for.
Do you know what?
I want stickers.
These are going to, I reckon these are 75p.
A pack.
Do you reckon?
I wouldn't be surprised if they're like not far off that.
Because they're card.
Yeah.
They're quite nice as well.
Yeah, they are.
You feel them. They're like proper card. They're not
high quality.
They're not cheap.
No.
Yeah. So I was just looking at them and stopped
talking. These are high grade cards.
Oh, pretty good cards. Yeah. But yeah, reliving our youth. Mm. It's been a fun podcast, yeah. I think. We've fucking talked a lot about football, but we've also talked a lot about
shit.
Naked refs.
Yep.
Emma Kennedy.
Yep.
Which I think everybody listening now, go and watch that on YouTube. The link's in the bottom of wherever you get this from. If you've got it from iTunes, then it should be in the description.
Yep.
On Stitcher, it probably won't be. So just go to... where's the best place to go to? Follow us on Twitter, at Barker Podcast and at...
Barlow66.
And then you can then... You know, find links there. I'll post them on there. You'll find it.
Yeah.
Or just go on YouTube and type in Emma Kennedy Twitter Millions. I think it's on there.
Yeah, it should be on there.
Every time I type it in, it's there. But yeah, watch it and donate if you can.
There's plenty of places.
Unless the donate's closed and you can't, then just give me some money.
just stick it in the post. We'll
cool. But that's been good. We also got not nominated. What I'm talking about. We also got mentioned in Succotash.
Succotash.
The Succotash show.
Okay. Yeah.
The awesome guy there was played out at the pants dropping story.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he played that out. He's like, Adam and Billy just sit there laughing. laughing and laughing some more.
Oh, saying that, on that story, Dan has since been back to that house.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And her husband opened the door
and
just told him to put the parcel down on the doorstep, and the bloke signed for it and he told him to walk off.
What, like threatened him?
No, just, well, I don't know how threatening he was, but he was just like, yeah, just put the parcel down, mate. Signed it, and then walked off. Bit of an awkward return to the house.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Maybe she heard the podcast.
Doubt it, but... It's funny though.
Oh, I feel bad now.
No, I don't feel bad at all. He's had to go back and the geezer's like, I know you pulled your trousers down last time, pal.
You think he did? What do you think he said? Do you think she turned around?
Well, she told him. Of course she would. If this happened to Charlotte, you'd come back. She'd be like, you wouldn't believe what happened earlier.
Yeah, then when like the delivery man turned up again, I'd be like, oh, don't push your luck, pervert.
Oh, you're wearing clothes.
Bernie.
The
naked breath. But no, he played that at the Succotash show. So go check out the Succotash show. You can either hear us in it, or you can hear all the other shows, because it's a good show.
Yeah.
It's a comedy podcast.
Nice.
So it's a good one. You can find that at Succotash show.
Nice.
On Twitter. But yeah, you can also go and listen to loads of our shows on the Barker Podcast Collection, because It's Not Soccer, which is the show you listen to right now. 14 episodes in now.
Yep.
Booyah.
Booyah.
But go and listen to the Oddcast podcast. Is that?
Yep, with Will, Ash and Adam.
Yes, me.
Yeah.
MovieCon.
Mm-hmm.
With
Marcus and Ash.
Yeah, no longer me and Billy.
Nope.
We gave it up to help you. Mm-hmm. You know, we wanted to put all our eggs in this basket.
Yeah, it's all for you, motherfuckers.
That's what we're doing. See,
we
could have easily like flitted in between.
Yeah, could have.
But you know, we wanted to put attention to this show.
100%.
You were like, let's do this one.
That's what we want to do.
That's what we're gonna do for you.
That's what we're gonna be.
When you're listening, you'll be like, hey, this is for me.
Yeah, you better be listening.
It's for you.
It's all for you.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, so we're rolling.
Easing it up.
You know?
Touching you about.
Yeah. Filling you up.
But yeah, it's been a great show, I think. So if you go to Podgods Network as well.
Podgods Network on Twitter.
At Podgods.
There you go.
Or yeah, podgodsnetwork.com. Loads of great shows in there. I'll play a promo at the end of this show, so you can listen to it and be like, oh, I like a Sunday show, I might go and listen to it. But just go to them anyway. Check them out.
Go and listen.
Bill's great here, like, trying to say, just do it.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm not so much of an advertiser, I'm more of a force feeder. Fucking listen, yeah?
Listen to the podcast.
I think I just put it in layman's terms, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, fucking listen, motherfucker.
Go and listen.
But right, I think we covered it. I hope people are still enjoying it. Why don't you tweet us, let us know. If you're on Stitcher, share us and thumb us up and put us in your favourites file.
Put your thumbs up us.
Put your thumbs up us. We like a bit of thumb action.
Yep.
And just let us know what you like, what you want to hear. If you want to hear more, what sort of sports do you like? Because, you know, there's a lot of listeners in America that not really into a lot of soccer, but I hope we're educating you on it. Yeah. But if you want us, is there a sport in America you want
to? Yeah, if there's something else you want us to learn about, then
yeah,
let
we're
us know.
Open. I want to know more about baseball. I want, yeah, if any baseball fans out there, I want them to get in touch because I want them to teach us a bit more about baseball.
But it is, it's just another version of cricket. We're English and we hate cricket. Exactly.
I hate cricket. It's, you know, cricket's rubbish. Maybe we should get Huey on in the summer.
I've since seen Huey and he's...
He's still pissed off that we haven't invited him back.
Yeah,
Is he still?
He's not pissed off.
Like, fuck
him. But he wants to get involved, man.
But he doesn't even listen.
He had fun. Probably because we haven't invited him back.
No, tell him to fucking listen first, then he can come in. Yeah. We got him in on, like, luckily, we got him in on one of the early episodes when we were still messing about with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just sit there and fucking get the other and invite him on and he don't even listen to the fucking show.
I don't listen, but I get invited.
You do listen.
Well, I don't really get invited. That just turns up my door. He's like, Bill, what are you doing? I'm like, yeah, not much. And then by the time I've answered, all the shit's already unpacked. And we're,
so it's all ready to go.
And we're on. The mic's in my nose and make sure it's turned
Dick's
on.
Dick's in his hand.
Yep.
It's all ready to
I'm
go.
Ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to podcast. I'm ready to go.
It's not even a song. It's not even a tune.
Yeah, no.
But no, tell Huey to fuck off. No, don't tell him. I like Huey, but... No, he can come back on. He's our cricket correspondent. There's no cricket going on yet.
No, there is. There is. Exactly.
It's abroad and nobody likes cricket now.
Yeah.
I can't stand cricket.
I can watch it. When we went to India, right? Didn't want to go out. I didn't want to sit and watch movies, so I was like, well, fuck yeah.
Don't make it
We're going to sit here and watch fucking cricket. So we watched a lot of fucking cricket.
Don't make it as if I didn't want to go out.
No, you didn't want to go out.
I did.
No, you didn't. He's like, motherfucker, we got HBO in our room. I ain't going nowhere. Right, get us a little taxi. Get us a little tut-tut taxi to that little mud hut that sells Skittles and Kit Kats. Right? Yeah. And samosas, okay?
Yeah.
Take us up there. We're going to come back and we're going to watch fucking Toy Story. We're in India.
We're going to watch Grace of the Heart.
Remember
that fucking film, Grace of the Heart? You're like, oh, I like that one. You kept singing the fucking song every time it was on. You're like, ooh, do-do-do-do.
I don't remember that film.
I remember it because it had me in stitches every time you did it.
I'm going to have to get this song back.
I reckon next episode we should talk about our trip to India and and what happened to you at the swimming pool.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
There's quite a few things that happened out there, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll tease everyone with that. Like they care. But yeah. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Hey, yeah. If you're on iTunes, make sure you rate and review us. Share us. Subscribe. Just tell your friends. Even if you found us mildly amusing.
Just a little bit. If you just had a tiny little giggle. I don't know. Maybe fucking a bit of shit got in your eye and it felt like a smile, but it weren't. It was, you know, it was quite painful. I feel for you. But at the same time, just make sure you fucking do your shit.
And Uncle Arthur. At a Tosh Pod.
Yeah.
I want him to send us something, like a video. Not a video. I don't want to send a video. Yeah. I want him to send us an audio recording of him just saying something. Because a lot of listeners who haven't bothered to go and listen to him yet need to hear him. And I just want him to come. I want him to give us a rundown on Northern sports. Because he's from Wigan. So I want him to know where he supports
more
Wigan.
About rugby there, really. Isn't it? I mean, Wigan.
Let us know, then.
Their fan base is a little bit.
Uncle Arthur,
weak,
let us know what you like. What if you're a rugby fan, if you're a football fan, whether you're a cricket fan, or whether you're not a fan of sports at all? Some people aren't.
Yeah.
Some people just like to get fat and watch TV.
Mm.
I'm a bit of both.
You're a bit of both.
All right, okay. So this has been It's Not Soccer episode 14.
Ciao.
I've been Adam. Follow me at Barker Podcast. You have been
Billy.
Follow him out.
Follow me down Malsham Street to KFC.
It's been closed down.
What has?
No, it hasn't. What's all the bin liners up against the windows?
Decorating.
On the inside?
Yeah, gotta be.
Okay.
I hope so.
Follow him at
Bilo 66.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Any wise words you want to end the podcast with, Bill?
My name's Billy Cutmore. Do you think I've got any wise words?
Hi, I'm Tommy Gunn.
I'm Chubby McCarlson.
And we're getting the character.
Yes.
We're a podcast.
We are.
We're on the Pod Gods Network.
We're on that too.
PodGodsNetwork.com.
That's our website, yep.
Yeah, where can you follow us on Twitter, Chubby?
At GIC Podcast.
Yeah, where can you follow you on Twitter?
At Chubby McCarlson.
Where can they follow me on Twitter?
At Thomas Gunn.
Wow, this is amazing.
at Murder Party 1.
That's our band. We're in a band also.
That's just another way to get a hold of us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're not trying to, like, get Twitter popular or nothing.
Not at all.
But you know what? You can also go to our blog at gicpodcast.blogspot.com, subscribe to us on iTunes, and you can follow us on Stitcher, your mobile app.
So really, all I have to do is type in some shit
and fucking find us.
Why would I ever want to do that?
Because we're fucking hilarious.
We say funny things.
We swear a lot.
And we swear a lot.
We're not safe for your work.
We're also into stuff.
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 Lots of stuff.
Lots of good stuff.
If you like stuff like we like stuff.
We all like stuff.
And maybe you should listen to Get Into Character.
And maybe you should get into character yourself.
Yeah, by, you know, getting into some stuff.
Getting into stuff and character. Yeah,
stuff and character. That sounded like a sex move.
Also, the Pod Gods Network.
.com.
Having sex in the butt.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Adam and Billy on the It's Not Soccer podcast. If you liked what you just heard, why not visit www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com for more fantastic podcasts in the Barker Podcast Collection. Boom! Trust me, Adam has created some amazing shows. You don't know what you're missing. I'm sorry. I can't keep that up. Go to the website. It's cute. Have a nice day.